in and give me a beat. Ouch! Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the hi-hat. Go on. That's good. Now the tambourine. Right now.
This is Simon Shaheen. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
Friday, August 26th, turn out or tune in to The Shy Boys, Spy Roden, and G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer performing at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Shy Boys are similar to Ween, and Spy Roden plays fast and furious rock, and Rick Royer and G. Lucas Crane do the absurdest radio show I Have Seen Niagara that airs Saturday mornings on WGXC. You can turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Friday, August 26th from 8 to 11 p.m. or tune into a live WGXC web stream at WGXC.org and a broadcast on 90.7 FM. That's Friday, August 26th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit DedicatedPresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Alachua, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Yep, you're listening to WGXC 90.7. And when I'm coming home from the turnip picking, I like to listen to the Battlefield Earth program. Boy, that guy's got some sensibility about him, doesn't he? Every Tuesday nights at 9:30. It's crazy out there.
Hey there, listeners. You are tuned in to Music in Time on WGXC, and I'm your host, Evan McCormick. Normally, what we do on this program is that we take one album and use it to explore its historical moment, the social, political, and cultural circumstances that surrounded it when it was released. But guess what? Like a lot of you, I was on summer vacation this month. So rather than our typical format, I'm going to switch things up just a bit, and we are going to take a little historical road trip through some of the most memorable moments in car audio. So no full album today, but we'll be listening to some songs that help explain those turning points in the long, typical American story of cruising with the windows down on a summer day. You ready? Hop in.
Take me riding in the car, car, take me riding in the car, car. Take you riding in my car, car, I'll take you riding in my car. Click, clank, open up a door, girls. Click, clank, open up a door, boys. Front door, back door, clickety, clack, take you riding in my car. Climb, climb, rattle on the front seat. Spree out, sprattle on the back seat. Turn my key, step on the starter, take you riding in my car. Engine, it goes, engine, it goes. Front seat, back seat, boys and girls, take you riding in my car. trees and the houses, walk along. Trees and the houses, walk along. Truck and a cart and a garbage can. I'll take you riding in my car. Ships and little boats chug along. Ships and little boats chug along. Take you riding in my car. I'm gonna zoom you home again. I'm gonna zoom you home again. Roll home, take you riding in my car. I'm gonna let you blow the horn. I'm gonna let you blow the horn. Well, I'll take you riding in my car.
That was Woody Guthrie's Car Song, which he wrote in the 1940s and which was released in 1951. That song proves that Americans were singing and listening to music about cars well before they could listen to music that they chose in their cars. And that's what we're going to focus on today, and not the radio, which debuted much earlier, but what we'll call music on demands, records, tapes, CDs, and eventually the MP3, because what is this show about if not the idea that you can and should choose what you're listening to? So our journey begins in 1955 when the car company Chrysler started offering an in-car turntable system called the Highway Hi-Fi. This system played 7 inches that were pressed specifically for this system. So they're actually a bit hard to find these days. I tracked down the information on a few of them on the website Discogs. And it's interesting, it's a lot of non-musical stage play and classical selections that folks were listening to in the 1950s. So to commemorate the Chrysler Highway Hi-Fi, imagine yourself cruising down the highway while listening to Cole Porter's Anything Goes.
On Plymouth Rock, if today any shock they should try to stem, instead of landing on Plymouth Rock, Plymouth Rock would land on them. In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now God knows anything goes. Good offers to who once knew better words, now only used for letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if old hymns you like, if fair limbs you like, if Mae West you like, or me undressed you like, why nobody will oppose. When every night the set that's smart is intruding and nudist parties in studio, anything goes. When a Mrs. Ned McLean, God bless her, can get Russian red to yes, then I suppose anything goes. When Rockefeller still can hoard enough money to let Max Gordon produce his show, anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, and that gent today, you gave a cent today, once had several chateaus. When folks who still can ride in jitneys find out Vanderbilts and Whitneys lack baby clothes, anything goes. When Sam Goldwyn can with great conviction instruct Anna's then in diction, then Anna shows anything goes. When you hear that Lady Mendel standing up, now does a handspring landing up on her toes, anything goes. Just think of those shocks you got, and those knocks you got, and those blues you got from those news you got, and those pains you got in any pains you got from those little radios. So Mrs. R, with all her trimmings, can broadcast a bed from Simmons
The next stop on our musical historical road trip is 1961, when Chrysler, again, debuted the AP1. Now, this was a turntable, again, for the car that could actually play a regular 7-inch record. These didn't last very long. I mean, just imagine spinning a record as your Chrysler drives down the highway, right? No, I mean, let's actually do that. Let's imagine that with two Billboard hits from 1961. Here's Wheels by the String-Alongs and Ricky Nelson's Travelin' Man. Unsurprisingly, these in-car record players didn't last very long. Thank you, potholes. But the quest to get on-demand audio in the car would persist. Enter tape. In the 1950s, inventors had created tape cartridges, what would become known as four tracks, which had initially been adopted by radio stations. But in 1961, an entrepreneur named Earl Muntz of Los Angeles, he had the idea to put one of these four-track machines in a car. Thus was born the Stereopak four-track stereo tape cartridge system in 1962. This system enjoyed some popularity in part because it was adopted by some celebrities at the time, including Frank Sinatra, who had one installed in one of his vehicles. So I like to imagine old Blue Eyes cruising with the Stereopak four-track playing his buddy Dean Martin's album French Style, one of the first four-track cartridges that was licensed and copied for this system in 1962. From that album, here's C'est Magnifique, a song first written by Cole Porter about 10 years earlier.
When love comes in and takes you for a spin, ooh la la la, c'est magnifique. When every night your loved one holds you tight, ooh la la la, c'est magnifique. But when one day your loved one drifts away, ooh la la la, it is so tragique. But when once more she whispers yet adore, c'est magnifique. La la la, c'est magnifique. Oh la la la, c'est magnifique. But when one day drifts away, ooh la la la, it is so tragique. But when once more she whispers yet adore, c'est magnifique, c'est magnifique.
Welcome back to Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, and today we are on a little historical musical road trip through the turning points in on-demand in-car audio in American history. And currently we are in the fall of 1965, that fateful time that the 8-track was introduced, initially by the Ford Motor Company and its Mustangs, Thunderbirds, and Lincolns. The introduction of 8-tracks relative to the earlier 4-tracks that I was talking about was... it made music much more accessible and affordable in the car. And the very idea of car music was taking shape. This happened to be the decade when car ownership was rising dramatically in the United States. And, of course, songs about driving had always been a feature of American culture. But now it seemed that songs about moving, about getting there, about going away were everywhere. America's wheels were spinning in 1965, and the 8-tracks from that year sure reflect it.
See, see, rider, I said, see.
That was Jenny Take a Ride by Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels and Can't Hurry Love by the Supremes, both released on 8 tracks in 1965. And really, what better tunes to listen to as we're barreling down the road to the next stop on our road trip, 1968, the year that the cassette tape was introduced in car stereos. Over the ensuing years, cassettes and 8-tracks would vie for prominence in terms of dashboard systems. But for me, 1968 is so significant here because of how the introduction of cassette stereos coincides with the counterculture. Cars weren't just for racing or for cruising. They were for escaping the constraints of society, man. And your soundtrack could help you turn your car from the pinnacle of consumerism to your middle finger to it. So here's two songs from those countercultural years of the cassette. Canned Heat's 1968, On the Road Again, and the Flying Burrito Brothers doing 6 Days on the Road, originally written by Earl Green and Carl Montgomery and made famous earlier in the decade by Dave Dudley.
Well, I saw a crowd of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. You know the first time I traveled out in the rain and snow, in the rain and snow. I didn't have no pharaoh, not even no place to go. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. And my dear mother left me when I was quite young, when I was quite young. She said, Lord, have mercy on my wicked son. Don't you cry no more, don't you cry no more. Take a hint from your mama, please. Don't you cry no more, don't you cry no more. Cause it's soon one morning, down the road I'm gone. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road all by myself. But I ain't going down that long old lonesome road all by myself. I can't carry you, baby, gonna carry somebody else.
Guys, I can find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe. checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my log looks way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Many of you out there are probably wondering, when are we going to get to the CD era? Well, the CD era was ushered in 1984 when Pioneer introduced the CDX-1 CD player for car stereos. The problem was it was a bit cost prohibitive, so not a lot of folks had CD players in their cars for years to come. But that year also happened to be the year of one of the great road-related songs in American music. Here's Drive by the Cars from 1984.
Thank you.
You are listening to Music in Time on WGXC. I'm your host, Evan McCormick, and we are on a musical historical trip through some of the turning points in on-demand car audio. And I want to take a second to discuss a piece of technology that is very near and dear to my heart, the car CD adapter. Shout out to Ernie Smith, a writer who wrote a nice little deep dive on the adapter a few years ago on Vice, which helped me take a trip down memory lane. So the car CD adapter was the work of an inventor named Larry Schatz. It involved something that looked like a cassette tape on one end, and on the other end, you'd connect it to a portable CD player, what you and I probably know of as a Discman. Only there was no tape in the cassette. Instead, using a conductor and an audio circuit, and let's be honest, a little bit of magic, the signals from the CD player would be reproduced through the playback head of the cassette deck in your car and picked up by the audio system. It was tremendous, as long as you could prevent your Discman from skipping. And it took off in popularity after it was patented in 1986, because that was the year that portable CD players made their first appearance. Now, maybe some of you out there were among the early adopters of car CD players, but me, I was in high school in 1999, and I was driving a car from 1986, sweet little BMW, shout out to the Blur, and I was still working that CD adapter magic even then, 13 years after the technology came out. And so I started to think for this episode about whether I was listening to any albums in 1999 that had been released in 1986 and played on those CD players using the first CD adapters. And sure enough, I found one. Boys Entering Anarchic States Towards Internal Excellence, or as you know them, the Beastie Boys. Here's a song about driving from Licensed to Ill in 1986. It's Slow Ride. So as I said, in 1999, I was still listening to CDs through cassette adapters in my car. But a year before that, In 1998, the world saw the introduction of the first MP3 players. The introductions of MP3 players changed the way we listen to music, particularly in cars, in so many different ways. To me, what's most striking is that the MP3 player meant you didn't have to listen through an album or to the radio or to a mixtape that you had curated just to find your jam for driving. You could just listen to the song that you wanted to hear. So here are two of the great singles from 1998, the year MP3s first arrived and changed car audio forever.
Hey! Remember yeah. back on the bully when cats used to harmonize yeah. like.
Yeah. Yo.
Yo. My men and my women, don't forget about the dean. This is not the most the king. Yo. It's about a thing. Yeah.
Feel real good when your hands in the air
and lick two shots in the atmosphere.
Since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about the Benjamins? Yeah. You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. How you think you really gonna pretend? Like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian. A Muslim sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. Nigga, you still defending them now. Lauren is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head. A million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because of sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. Yeah. A win-win. Come again. To the men, or concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men, come in the club like hooligans, don't care who they your friend, popping yang,
like you got yang.
Let's not pretend, the one that packed pissed out by the waist, man, crissed out by the casement, still the name of this basement, the pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man, need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids, been the face in court case when the child support's late, money taking, heartbreaking, now you wonder why women hate men, the sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen, stop acting like boys and be men, how you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
That was The New Radicals, You Get What You Give, a classic, and of course, Miss Lauryn Hill's Doo Wop, That Thing, both from 1998. And I would be remiss, I think, if I didn't call out 2001, the year that the iPod was introduced. Now, to commemorate that moment in car audio history, I'm going to cheat a little bit and go back to the year 2000 when one of the iconic road trip songs from an iconic road trip movie, that would be Road Trip, of course, was released. Here's Mr. E's Beautiful Blues by the Eels.
This smokestack spitting black soot into the sooty sky. Load on the road brings a tear to the Indian's eye. The elephant won't forget what it's like inside his cage. The ringmaster's telecaster sings on an empty stage. Uh-huh, goddamn right, it's a beautiful day. Goddamn right, it's a beautiful day. Uh-huh. The girl with the curls and the sweet pink ribbon in her hair. She's crawling out a window cause her daddy, he just don't care. Come on. Uh-huh. Goddamn right. Goddamn right, it's a beautiful day. Uh-huh. The clown with the frown driving down to the sidewalk fair. Finger on the trigger, let me tell you, gave us quite a scare. Uh-huh. Goddamn right, it's a beautiful day. Uh-huh. Goddamn right, it's a beautiful day.
Are nearing the end of our musical historical road trip with a stop in 2011. That's the year that a company named Spotify offered its first trial to U.S. users, an ad-supported subscription service offering unlimited streaming music. Now, for my money, there's not that much difference between streaming and the era of MP3s, unless, of course, you're one of those people who gives yourself over entirely to the dreaded algorithm. Never give in! For me, those streaming services are powerful because they opened up vast libraries of music that you could put on playlists, the modern day mixtape. So rather than play a song from 2011 for the streaming era, we are going off road here. And I'm simply going to say that if you find yourself streaming and driving, well, stream responsibly and find yourself a good car song. Like this one, Buick City Complex by the Old 97s.
Do you wanna mess around?